Let's talk NWFL footy with Kim Miles. Morning, Kim.
Yeah, good morning to you, Darren.
It's been a couple of weeks since we've had a yarn. How are you going?
Recovering from COVID, mate.
Me all too. All right, so let's get straight into it. And so senior games at 2:20 tomorrow and a bit of rain forecast. So we'll start off with, this is round 16, by the way. So Burnie and Penguin at West Park tomorrow. What do you reckon?
Yes, Darren, the last time Burnie and Penguin met was in round 8, also at West Park, when the match was cut short due to a medical emergency involving young Dockers player Tony McInnes. Burnie, who had the bye last week, have returned star forward Nick McKenna for their clash with the Turbos, but were unable to consider defender Nick Delaney. Burnie have also named coach Andrew Lee and Rudy Barrett as emergencies, so a last-minute change may well be on the cards. Penguin coach Maverick Weller also has reason to smile. Returning defenders Julian Brown and Geordie Dowling, along with on-baller Dustin O'Neill, have replaced Rowan Speglig, Jacob Townsend and Lockie McKellar in the team that walloped the circular head. The Burnie back six are reasonably settled, but will need to be at their absolute best to stem the firepower of the two Blues forwards in Jack Templeton, Damon Smith, Jack Rand, Jackson Beattie and big Dylan Bremich, who has drifted forward due to Daniel Bulldog's success as a tap ruckman. Now, this match is shaping up as a tight contest, with the Dockers striving to return to the winner's circle after a recent lapse in form. I'm leaning towards Penguin, Darren, to get home and notch up their 10th win after another spirited contest between the pair.
Yeah, should be a great game. And likewise, Devonport and Wynyard tomorrow at the Devonport Oval.
Yes, and the unbeaten Devonport will host the second-place Wynyard Cats in another thriller that could go either way. The Magpies have returned Toby Innes, Clay Simmons and ruckman Jacob Marshall, who replaced Jaden Wicks, Wyatt Kenny and Keegan Lowe. While the Cats have brought back key forward Connor Barling to replace Eric Coley. Both sides boast strong midfields, with the Magpies getting considerable drive from Quade Byard, Oliver Kelly, Clay Simmons and Bo Bramich, who were reaping the efforts of Spring Hill ruckman Joey Chaplin. Wynyard also have an in-form on-ball brigade with Jacob Hamill, Callum Kabicki, Sharon Egger and coach Bo Sharman receiving constant ball supply from big follower Tommy Charles. Devonport have won 13 games on the trot and are entitled to favouritism on their home deck, but it was Zane Murphy, Zach Marshall and Northern Territory recruits John and Stanley Tipalura can find form around goal, and upset may well be on the cards. Winning form, Darren, is good form, and I'm selecting the Magpies to remain undefeated.
Righto. And the game at La Trobe tomorrow, Demons hosting Circular Head.
They are, and La Trobe sitting in fifth place just for 5 wins, but thus far have the opportunity to gain another 4 points and valuable percentage when they host the winless Circular Head. The Demons have returned Jaden Last and Tristan Weeks to the side that gave Devonport a good contest until three-quarter time last week, with Layden Bloomfield and Lachlan Warren, the duo, replaced. The Circular Head, still searching for their first win, have brought back Rylan Coombe, Brennan Dempsey, Josh Gale and Zach Ollington to replace Lockie Wheatley, Connor Bramich and Willem Dwyer. La Trobe have surprised even their most ardent supporters with their efforts in recent weeks, which includes a good win over Penguin at Dial Park and a spirited last-round effort against Devonport. The Demons should be able to account for the Saints at home and perhaps, Darren, close the door on Olverson's 2020 finals chances.
Right, Noel, we have the bye this weekend. So seniors at 2:20 at West Park, Devonport Oval and La Trobe. So that means Olvie have the bye. And likewise for the women, Olverston women have the bye. But there's actually a game on tonight between Penguin and La Trobe.
Yes, round 13 of the women's roster commences tonight at Dial Park when the second-place Penguin hosts the winless Lady Demons. Penguin have been getting great service from Kirby Gibbons, Jody Revel and Sindra Williams, while La Trobe have been pleased with the form of Ashlyn Bissett, Summer Jeffrey and Jamie Murphy. And that match will start at 7 p.m. tonight, Darren.
Right on.
The second match commencing at 9 a.m. tomorrow at the Devonport Oval, the Magpies sitting in fourth place will host the third place Wynyard Cats. Wynyard Devonport would see them move into equal third with the Cats, with only percentage separating the pair, and the undefeated Robins have the bye.
Righto, so that's the women. Juniors on Sunday?
Yeah, junior finals commence on Sunday. In the boys under-12s, Wynyard and Penguin will clash in the knockout elimination final at West Park, while Latrobe and Olderson will meet in the qualifying final at the Devonport Oval. In the boys under-14s, Olderson and Devonport will do battle for the right to stay alive, while the winner of Penguin and Burnie clash will meet Wynyard in week two of the finals. Devonport and Olderson likewise will clash in the boys under-16 qualifying round, while the loser of Penguin and Burnie will bid goodbye to season 2022. In the youth girls, Olderson will face Latrobe in the qualifying final, while Penguin and Devonport will battle it out in the cutthroat elimination final there, Darren.
All right, so good luck to all the kids playing finals this weekend. Richmond and Fremantle tonight. I'm going with Fremantle.
Well, I might disagree. Richmond's sitting in eighth position on the ladder, courtesy of an unexpected loss to North Melbourne last week, have returned big ruckman Ivan Soldo for their clash with the fourth-place Fremantle. The Dockers have returned former Ulverston lad Alex Pearce and speedster Liam Henry for the clash, but they've lost big ruckman Rory Lobb to injury. Common sense, Darren, would dictate that Fremantle should win,
yeah.
But I'm giving the nod to the out-of-form Tigers in what surely is their last chance to make the final eight.
All right, mate, good stuff. Thanks for that. So you're still a bit nasally there after the COVID. You're okay, though?
A little bit nasally, yeah. Darren, but gradually getting there, yeah. As they say.
All right, everyone's had it just, most people, I think. Most people I know have had it now. It's... Anyway, that's for doctors to talk about, not me and you. Thanks for that, mate. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks very much, Darren.
All right.